Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 47 of Soul Talk Podcast. This episode is all about the new moon in Aquarius, which takes place on the 9th of February, Friday the 9th of February. I'm recording it a wee bit late. I'm recording it on Thursday the 8th of February, and it's like 9 o'clock at night. So I had to go get my yoga fix first, and now I'm good to go. So yes, it takes place tomorrow. And before I get into that, I'm just going to talk around a few other wee bits and bobs. So just a quick overview of the year. I didn't talk about this in the last episode, to be honest. I didn't know about it. So 2024, I have spoke about before and it being the year of action and all that. But it's actually also the year of the dragon. The dragon being a symbol of power, strength, luck, good luck, and wisdom. And we're expected this year to, and the energy coming in this year is all about taking action and manifesting our goals and bringing blessings to others. But also to ourselves and opening ourselves up to let those blessings come in or guidance come in. Or sort of like big thing that's sort of quite obvious at the minute with me and my clients is the reward side of things, like bringing in, allowing rewards coming in like from the universe or from spirit, and for us to be guided into things that lift us up. And it's almost like a reward for all the hard work and inner work that we've been doing. So 2024 is the year of taking action and moving into the role that you were put on this earth to do, and to also be. So that's just a wee quick overview on the year. I tend not to talk about this too much because I don't really, I usually focus on the lunations as such as opposed to the energies of the year, for now anyway. And as you'll know if you listened to the last episode, it's Aquarius season. So we've been in Aquarius season since the 20th of January. And we'll be in Aquarius season until next Sunday, the 18th of February, my granny's birthday. And Aquarius season has been very much about bringing in the energy of adventure and speaking your truth. So I talked about that on the last episode, even though the last episode is about the full moon in Leo. It's also actually, there's a good bit of chat around my women's circles and what they entail. And I've got one coming up in a couple of weeks' time on the 25th of February. So if you want to learn about what you can expect at my Cacao Women's Circles, then have a listen to that. And if you also want to learn about the what it means to be in Aquarius season, you can also go back and listen to the previous episode. You don't need to worry too much about the full moon in Leo side of that episode as we now move into the new moon in Aquarius. And with the new moon in Aquarius, we're seeing social connections being a key thing. You know, Aquarius season is, as I mentioned in the previous episode, about sort of finding your tribe and finding your people. So it is a time of socializing and collaborating and connecting with friends and, you know, working together as opposed to apart, working together on maybe shared goals. So for example, if there's If you're listening to this and you're in a relationship, or you are, you know, you've got close friends, there might be some goals that you'll have together in your life. Maybe, you know, it could even be things like a bit of traveling or whatever. And what's nice to do, and what I do with my partner from time to time, is we do a shared vision board. And you know, you can do your vision board separately and then do them together, and it just lets you set a wee bit of, you know, do a wee bit of goal setting together, and you know, come together and decide what you want to move into as a couple or a team or a group, depending on who you're doing it with. You can also, you know, we're being called to look at this for work as well, so that can be in the sense of new projects, or how you can collaborate better with your team. So the more you engage with others. So that concludes the episode, and I'm going to move on to the very final wee piece, which is our exercise to end. It's a journaling exercise, and I'm going to get you to think about this idea of essentialism and looking at yourself as the asset. So I'm going to give you a couple of questions. And then I'm going to finish the episode, and I'm going to ask you to write the questions down, come back to them whenever you're ready. And it's nice to journal in a really quiet, still, slow space and pace, with all of the bits and items and whatever enhances your journaling experience. So that might be with a cup of cacao, it might be with a herbal tea. I would definitely light some candles and get yourself nice and comfortable. And when you're ready, the questions are, how can I prioritize what I need in my life? The other question is, how can I apply self-care in my life? The next question is, what does protecting my asset look like in my life and in my work? And what can happen when I start to protect the asset, which is yourself? And finally, if you could do a wee bit of journaling or write some points out on where in your life you need to start prioritizing yourself, where you can sort of pull back energy and put yourself first. So that absolutely concludes the episode. Thank you so much, and happy new moon in Aquarius.